put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth. Not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. Because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. This week we're going to be looking at two topics. Going to begin looking at the topic of unbelief. You know, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But now we want to look at the other side of faith, which is unbelief. And then we're going to look at the fear of the Lord. Open your Bibles to Numbers chapter 14. We're going to begin reading in a moment in verse 31. But we're talking about a message we are calling Requiem for a Heavyweight, the anatomy of unbelief. You see, doubt is a heavyweight and unbelief is a killer. So verse 31, we're looking at the doubt and the unbelief that kept the children of Israel from possessing the promises of God and that caused them to die in the wilderness. Notice what it says, but the men that went up with him said, we. See, unbelief measures difficulties by human strength. We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Unbelief has only the arm of the flesh to depend upon. Unbelief forgets the promise that says, lo, I am with you always. Unbelief forgets the promise that says, the greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Unbelief forgets the promise that says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Unbelief forgets the promise that says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Unbelief forgets the promise that says, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Unbelief forgets the promise that says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Unbelief only looks in the mirror and sees defeat. But faith looks in the mirror and says, God lives in that man. Faith looks in the mirror and says, if God be for me, who can be against me? Faith looks in the mirror and says, no word of God is void of power. God lives in me. Unbelief looks only to human ability and human strength and human reasoning. Verse 32, and they gave the children of Israel an evil report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we have seen in it are men of great stature. Unbelief always has an evil report. It's not evil in the sight of man, but it's evil in the sight of God. It contradicts the Word of God. Unbelief always contradicts the Word of God. You know, 1 John 5:10 says this, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not has made God a liar. That's a pretty stark statement when you begin to think that unbelief makes God a liar. But that's what it does. God said, I'm giving you this land. And they said, no, you're not. You're a liar. You're a liar, God. Unbelief makes God a liar. Either what God said is true or it's not. And if it's true, then anything else is not true. Notice what they said. Unbelief always magnifies the problem. The land through which we have gone is a land that devours its inhabitants. Now, you see, if that was true, they wouldn't have to worry about the Amorites and the Hittites and the Canaanites and the Jebusites because the land would have devoured them. So that's an exaggeration. Unbelief magnifies the problem instead of magnifying God. You know, when you magnify something, you make it bigger. You can't make God bigger than he is, but you can make God bigger in your heart and bigger in your mind and bigger in your faith. Psalm 34:3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together." Psalm 69:30 says, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving." Begin to thank God for the victory. Begin to thank God for being an overcomer. The Bible says, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Well, faith comes by hearing. Magnify the Lord. Begin to worship God. Begin to exalt him. Begin to think about all the great and mighty things that God has done. And you will exalt him instead of the problem. God wants to exalt himself by delivering us, by showing himself bigger than any problem. Here's what it says in Ezekiel 38. God said, "And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." You know, when we retreat to the arm of the flesh, we deny God the opportunity for victory. We deny God the opportunity to magnify himself by delivering us. We deny God the opportunity to glorify his name. And we deny others the fact of seeing God's victory and turning to God. Magnify God and not the problem, and the victory is at hand. And all the people we saw are men of great stature. No, just the sons of Anak were men of great stature. But unbelief begins to justify itself. See, unbelief has to justify its position, doesn't it? Verse 33. "And there we saw the giants." Not only were they the rest of them of great stature, but we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. "And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers." And so they weren't quite that big. "And so we were in their sight." Unbelief looks at every problem through human eyes instead of the eyes of the Word of God. They could have said, "We saw giants in the land, but they're not bigger than God." They could have done just like the little shepherd boy David does hundreds of years later, when the whole entire army of Israel was petrified with fear. And God had to find one little shepherd boy who wasn't afraid, who knew that God was bigger than Goliath. Amen? And David came out and said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" And the rest of them said, "Did you see how big he is?" They did. They said, "Have you seen him?" And he got bigger every day. Every day he got bigger. Because they magnified the problem every day until they were grasshoppers. Now I want you to notice that these spies have come back and they're telling this evil report to the children of Israel. But these spies have been talking about this amongst themselves for 40 days. I guarantee that this isn't the first time that the spies have heard the evil report. For 40 days, they've been talking about this. For 40 days, these 10 of these spies have been talking unbelief. You don't think they didn't talk this same way on the other side of the river, do you? No, no. That's why now they're grasshoppers. They probably started out Shetland ponies, but now they're grasshoppers. And they believe that they see them as grasshoppers. I can remember in Vietnam, and I'll bet it was the same way every night. Now, I don't mean some nights. I mean every single night we would break brush, what we called break brush, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We would make a camp. We'd knock out a clearing. And we'd pull our armored personnel carriers into this clearing. And then if there was any trees that were too big that we didn't push over, we had to go chop them down because we had to have clear fields of fire. And then we had to dig a bunker for each track, and we had to put a roof on it and sandbags. We had logs out that we'd knock down. And then we had to put out our claymore mines. And we got done with all of that about 8 o'clock. And we had to take everything out of the armored personnel carriers every night, stack it up and sweep it, all the bugs, and just be full of junk from the jungle coming in, all just full of junk, bugs and branches and, you know, full of stuff that fell in there in the hole in the top. Take it out, sweep it out, sit in there. We'd have the back ramp drop down, put a poncho across the back to keep so that the light doesn't shine. One guy on guard on each track and the other five or six inside, and they start complaining. One would say, every night, I hope I get malaria by the rainy season. I haven't been taking my malaria pills. I'm hoping to get malaria. Another would say, oh, I wish I'd have joined the Navy. Oh, I wish I'd have joined the Navy. Another one said, I wish I'd have gone to Canada. Why didn't I go to Canada? Another would say, I should have went to jail. Every night. And I never said a word because I knew this don't help. This talking, this doubt and unbelief and oh, woe is me and despair and is not going to help you survive. And I can just picture these 10 spies sitting around there. Did you see that city today? Man, I'm glad they didn't see us. And by the time they got back there, those 10 spies were so full of fear that it spread like, you know, by morning they had infected however many people there were. We know there were 600,000 men, plus the women, plus the children, plus the mixed multitude who weren't Jews. So there was a couple of million people there, and by morning they were all infected with unbelief. By morning. You see, they let it develop and hatch for 40 days. And then brought it back like the plague and loosed it in the kingdom of God. See, unbelief always throws in the towel. Unbelief always throws in the towel. But you must measure the difficulties by the hand of God. God said, fear not, for I'm with you. You got to tell yourself that sometimes. Where you're in those situations, you got to say, yes, but God's with me. Don't say, yes, but to God's word, say yes, but to the circumstances.
Put on the full armor of God.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321, or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.